Hello, this is Maria. If you have any questions about any of the topics I'll be discussing, feel free to tweet me at Lady Nagaga or check my blog for more details. So in this video, I'm going to be introducing you to ASP.NET 5. And I'm going to be showing you how to build a project on Windows or on your Mac. And in a later video, I'm going to be looking at how you can do this on Ubuntu as well. Before I jump in and I show you how easy or quickly it is to get this up and running, I think it's important to define what ASP.NET 5 is. And just for the fun of it, I've decided to define it as Yoda. So this is a funny way of defining ASP.NET 5, but it's also a great way to pinpoint the elements that make it pretty cool. So it's cross-platform. So this means it runs on any operating system of your choice. It's open source. That means you can actively contribute to it. It's actually constantly being built in the open. You can have conversations with engineers. You can make suggestions. You can build this project as it grows. Build Cloud Ready. The original .NET framework was huge and included a lot of desktop code. So if you think about the 15 years that ASP.NET and .NET in general has been around, that is a lot of code. So this new stack had everything that wasn't needed for web applications stripped out. So this makes it really easy to deploy to the cloud. It's new, so basically this means that everything from the .NET core going up has been rewritten or repurposed. So let's go ahead and look at how we can build an ASP.NET 5 application. Okay, there are going to be a couple of terms that I'm going to be talking about as I'm building my ASP.NET 5 project. And these are the .NET cross-platform development terms. So you're going to hear me say things like DNVM, DNX, and DNU. So let's go ahead and define these one by one. So as I'm using them in my project, you'll completely understand what they mean and how they're used. So DNVM is the version tool for the command line. So for example, DNVM provides the functionality you'd need to configure your .NET runtime. And speaking of that, if you look at some of the commands that you get over here, it will show you how they can be used. And one of the useful ones that I like to use is DNVM list. So this will actually show me which .NET execution environment I'm using, or the DNX. So one of the things that you always want to make sure is that the DNX that is specified as default in your DNV is the DNX that you currently have installed. So let's check that those match. And yes, they do. So you'll notice over here that we have 12.1.0.8 and we will have 12.1.0.8 as well. DNX stands for the .NET Execution Environment, and it's an SDK and a runtime environment that has everything you need to build your .NET application on different platforms. As well as running cross-platform ASP.NET web applications, DNX can also be used to run a variety of .NET applications such as console apps. And finally, we have DNU. DNU, which stands for the .NET Development Utilities, provides a variety of utility functions to assist in the development of our ASP.NET project. We will probably most likely be using it to install and manage packages in our application. So I've shown you how DNVM, DNX, and DNU work. So let's go ahead and build our ASP.NET 5 project. So I always like to work on a clear screen. So we build our ASP.NET 5 project using Yeoman. And for those of you who don't know what Yeoman is, it is an open source scaffolding tool that consists of frameworks that make it easy to build web applications. You install Yeoman through npm, and it would be something like this, npm install -global yo. So I already have this installed. I already have my generator installed. So I'm not going to show you how to do that in this video, but I will have links below as well as images on my blog that will take you step by step on how you can do this from scratch. So I already have MPN, I already have Yeoman installed, so I'm going ahead to start my generator. So it's ASP.NET. So in Visual Studio, this would be similar to going to File, New Project, and you'd be presented with all these options. And as you can see from the image, and this image might not be so clear, so I'm sorry. As you can see from this image, this is what it looks like in ASP.NET, in Visual Studio, and this is what it looks like in the command line. So I am going to go ahead and pick a web application. I'm going to give it a name, which is Testing ASP.NET, and I probably used this before. So let's see if it's okay. So there it is, it's gone and created everything for me. So those of you who are familiar with MDC, you'll see all your files have been generated for you. You see the views over here, you have the controls, and you have the model. So your entire thing is scaffolded for you using the ASP.NET generator. And in order to let's without opening it up in Visual Studio, let's go ahead and run this project. So I am going to go to the file at cd testing ASP.NET. I'm in my project, and I'm just going to go ahead and show you that everything is there. There you go. So let's go ahead and restore our packages using DNU. And like, what I love about this is that it shows you exactly how to do it step by step right in the console, right in the command line. So there I go. Hopefully everything runs. And what it's doing actually, when you restore the packages, it's creating the project JSON log file, which I will explain what that does in another video. So I'm showing you how to build the application in this video. In another video, I'm going to walk you through the entire ASP.NET 5 structure in Visual Studio Code. So I have done that. And the next step is that we are going to use dnx.kestrel, which is our server, to run the web project. So I'm going to do dnx.kestrel to start our server. It started. So now, if I go to my local host, it will be up and running. So I have everything running, so I'm going to go to localhost 5000, I believe. Let's see if that works. And there you go. I have a ASP.NET 5 project running. So we just went over how you can get an ASP.NET 5 project running on Windows. So I'm going to show you how to get this running on a Mac. But before I jump in and show you how this is done, I think it's really important for me to mention Homebrew. So Homebrew is a missing pack manager for OS X. And we would use Homebrew to install DNVN, DNX, DNU, basically all the cross-platform .NET tools that we need to build our project in this environment. So to install it, it's really, really simple. We would have brewtap, brew install, and if you actually have an older version, make sure you untap it first. If everything is running, just type source dnvn.sh. And if you get no errors, you have everything perfectly running. So let's go ahead and build our project. So let's go ahead and start our Yeoman generator. And I'm going to go ahead and select a web application. Let's give our application a name. All right, so our application has been built. So as you can see, it's very similar to what we saw on Windows. And what I'm going to do now is show you how to do this on Visual Studio Code. So yeah, let's jump right into it. So this is our project in Visual Studio Code. So I'm going to go ahead and show you how to do DNU restore DMV and so on. So I've restored my packages. There we go, everything looks good. The next thing I'm going to do is start my server. It's all started. So now I'm going to go ahead and start my ASP.NET 5 project in the browser. And let's just get Google opened. So there we have it. And there is my ASP.NET 5 project. So an important thing to show here is exactly what I did in the command line. I was able to do it in code. So that gives you the flexibility to work and run your project as you would like. And this is how you set an ASP.NET 5 project up on a Mac. And thank you for watching, and I'll talk to you guys again soon.